Hi, Camille. So it's quite interesting, actually, that I'm seeing this now a few days later, especially because, and I'm even looking at a comment where you talk about your dad and your parents' relationship and your grandparents. And in the past few days, actually, not only have I, but a few different like spiritual teachers that I kind of like, I wouldn't say meet up with, but we talk and we're like on a very similar like timeline of our own personal situations and growth, and we resonate a lot with like what we're going on in our personal lives, and we talk about it sometimes. And something that has happened to every single one of us in our personal lives is conflict between siblings, conflict between like people that have married into families, and it's been from like mild situations to. And I haven't even shared this with any of my clients or really even anyone outside my family. The situation in my family that's happened is a little bit like more than mild. It's quite spicy, where like an uncle is threatening my dad's life. So there's a lot going on right now, specifically in like the collective energy where it's like familial fights. Something I also want to mention, and I want you to let me know if this resonates at all. And this is me just talking before I actually start even pulling any cards and getting some guidance from spirit on this. This possession, like something that has been coming up a lot, is like people that are involved in like dark energies, or sometimes maybe they're just people that are like really prone to depression or. Like even horror films, ghosts, things like that. Like this just like dark, negative, low energy is starting to really influence people and how they act and like making them act out of character. And that's what I kind of mean by possession. I don't mean like, not to say that some situations isn't like actual spirits, you know, taking over people and influencing the way that they're acting, but I've noticed that theme come up. So I just wanted to mention that too. And you let me know how that resonates. So, I'm going to start out by just getting a few cards. I'm going to pull one to describe your energy, one to describe your sister's energy. Wow. Okay. Four of Pentacles, Four of Wands, both were in reverse. I'm taking this as your energy. And then I also want to get like a solution energy guidance, you know? So, for your sister's energy, I see the Ten of Swords and Page of Swords. Okay. So, your sister. Like has a lot of growing up to do, but also is going through a really heavy time personally. And there's a lot of like that darkness I just mentioned. Like there's a lot there that's harboring, but I do see her growing. Like and spirit is really confirming this for me. I see growth for her. I see a time where like you're gonna look back and be like, oh my gosh, we've come so far. For your energy, though, the Four of Pentacles in reverse, Four of Wands in reverse, I want you to do some Google searches on that because you'll get a lot of different little messages that you'll be able to resonate with. But the main message I'm seeing here is one, sometimes we need to create boundaries. Two, as we create boundaries, we still need to show up as a level of ourselves that we would want to receive if we were in someone else's shoes. So this is to say that you still need to draw a line with people. You need to share your expectations, but you still need to have compassion for them and work with them, especially if these are people that you love and that are on your journey and in your life for a reason. You know, they're not just a rando that you met at the store. If this is someone that you're very tied to, very close to, just going through a really hard time with, that compassion is necessary for you. Like it is going to provide a level of character growth. Now, you mentioned, you know, being open to communication and always being open to communication. That's where you can also draw a boundary, though. I'm not going to reach out to you first. You know, maybe there can be a level of addressing it and saying where you stand. I do feel like that's maybe necessary. Reaching out, saying where you stand, and being like, I'm not going to beg you anymore, and I need you to make growth because we're not going to keep going through this cycle over and over again. Sometimes we have to draw a line, still be compassionate, still say, you know, I want a solution to this, but I'm no longer going to force you because ultimately we just keep coming back to the same place. So this obviously isn't genuine growth that you're making. And you mentioned it, it's a continuous cycle, right? So I know also something that's coming up is this really hurts you and affects you on an emotional level, but that's also a lesson that you need to learn through this. With the Four of Pentacles comes a lot of lessons about releasing control, a lot of lessons about not waiting for the outside world to be okay for you to feel okay on the inside. So this is a lesson for you and how to find that level of inner peace no matter what's going on around you. And this is also a lesson for me. It's what I've been going through actually the past few days. I mean, I've been very affected by like what my dad is going through. So there's different levels to the stuff. You're very affected by what's going on in the family in one specific way because you're like directly involved in it, you know? So when you say I'm tired of being the bigger person, if someone was saying that to you, you would know how to respond. Like, you never get tired of being the person, the bigger person, because you are the bigger person. And it's not to say that you're the bigger person. You're just more advanced mentally, emotionally, morally. You treat people differently. But I do also want you to take responsibility for how you show up in those disagreements as well. Because something that's coming through, and I don't know if this is what the disagreement was about, but it feels like someone was really happy in this disagreement and then someone came through and kind of shut it down. And I feel like you may, as the older sister, you sometimes show up in a way that isn't translated well to your younger sister. And that creates some chaos that is kind of unnecessary. So, I feel like this is going to resolve, but I feel like there's growth that needs to be made on both parts. I really do. And I don't think the answer is completely shutting her out and shutting her down and just being like, I'm not going to be the bigger person anymore. I do think boundaries are necessary. I think communication is always necessary, but you can't give just so that you'll receive. You have to be giving because it feels right for you. If that makes sense. And I don't know why I felt like I really needed to say that. Like that wasn't me. That like something just spoke through me with that sentence. So I'm going to end that here. I can't wait to hear back from you.